Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
All right, hour number two. Good to have you with us. I don't like the Gibbs update, but look, just keep your fingers crossed. Hamstrings and groins, it's a pain in the ass. Those are real nagging injuries. Get it right by week one. Ease them in. Long season.
Yeah. See, I was about to say, I'm not even saying you need them by week one, because your goal is not to win the game against the Rams. Your goal is to go all the way and win the Super Bowl. So if that means you have to sit him a couple of extra weeks to make sure he's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. It was like with I forgot what Kelsey's injury was last year.
Which
with
one?
The Chiefs early when he didn't play against the Lions. And they were like, well, if it was the playoffs,
yeah,
he would have played in the game. But it's a regular season game, so we're good. And if I'm Detroit, yeah, sit him as long as possible. You can afford to lose a couple games because you want to win the big game.
I think it's interesting. Last week or so, you're seeing a lot of hype surrounding a team in this division. It's not the Lions, and it's not the Packers, and it's been the Chicago Bears. And look, I've said for a few months, I'm willing to be made fun of. I don't really care. I think the Bears are going to be a ball breaker this year. I don't think they're ready, but I think they remind me a lot of what you were 2 years ago, a team that flirted with 500, was in the graphic in December. You flatlined the Packers and kept them out of the playoffs, and everybody knew, unless you were a hater, this Lions team was ready to roll for 2023. I think that's the Bears. I mean, it's clear the Packers are going to have a huge say in this division. I do believe whoever wins this division between the Pack and the Lions is going to go to the Super Bowl. But my question is, are you willing to accept that the Chicago Bears are you 2 years ago? That, look, Rico, you said this before the show, and you're right. The Bears, they had you dead to rights twice. You kind of needed a miracle to get out of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Bears have a ton of talent. They have a top 10 defense. They've added, you know, their version of C.J. Stroud. They got offensive weapons everywhere. I'm not telling you they're ready-made. I just want to know this. In this town, you, if it's not blue Kool-Aid, people aren't sipping. Where are you at with it? Like, I think the North is going to be like the 1-1A toughest division in football. I think it's very similar to the AFC North.
Mm-hmm.
This division is hard.
It is. Which leads you to wonder, you know, who's for the Lions, who's that biggest threat? Is it the Bears? Because you're right. The Bears, they should have beat you. And it took an epic collapse here at Ford Field. But then, you know, you go to Chicago and that thing was over. You saw Outdoor Golf and he did not look like he looked like Outdoor Golf. I mean, cold weather. Yeah, it just didn't happen. When you look at the Bears, a lot of it is how much do you believe in Caleb Williams? Can he become C.J. Stroud? Is he that person? Because, yeah, they do have the defense. I still say it's Green Bay, but a lot of people are buying into Chicago. And then I would also say, to add to your argument, don't sleep on the Vikings, because though you beat them, those were entertaining games. I mean, they went out there and put up 400 or 500 yards worth of offense. You just outscored them. It wasn't like you were stopping them defensively.
Let me give you an example. You can do what you want with this, and if you think it's fooey, that's fine. Here are the betting odds for the NFC North, and I'm just sampling a couple of different books, okay? The Lions are the favorite at plus 130. So not minus odds, but plus 130. The Packers come in at plus 230. The Chicago Bears, plus 275. Minnesota Vikings are plus 950. So separation of church and state. But the Bears are not viewed all that different by a couple of books. If you want to go to the greatest odds spread, okay, no problem. So Lions plus 140. Vikings plus 200. Bears plus 300. Vikings plus 1,000. The Chicago Bears are being treated as a team that's not quite as good as Green Bay, but is close. I want to know if you buy it. And if you buy it, you're kind of agreeing with where I'm at with it, which is this division is going to be harder than you imagine. I think, look, I've heard a lot, and I'm not mad at anybody, but I think people are getting high on their own supply talking about this team going 14-3 or 15-2. That's not real. And that's not a shot. I think you're a Super Bowl team. But the Kansas City Chiefs don't win 14, 15 games. This division is brutally difficult. This is not the AFC East the Patriots ruled for a long time with a lot of bad teams in it, where you always had two free wins against, well, each of them, and it was six. Mm-hmm. I think the division's going to be very difficult in a few short weeks. I want to know if you're coming to that realization, or do you believe the Bears are simply fake, it's hype, they're garbage, etc. 248-539-9797. And just to be clear, I wouldn't bet the Bears to win this division. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying I don't think you're going 2-0 against them. And I don't think you're going 2-0 against the Pack.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
What, David? Is that not offensive or incendiary?
It's not. I've believed for a long time that they probably split the division.
Well, now you're the Antichrist. Hope you're ready.
Well, here's the thing. You got to assume that the game that they're going to, if they split, is going to be December 22nd in Chicago. Bad weather. normally where Goff does not play his best. I think it's his only outdoor cold weather game all season long. Except, David, they play them a few weeks before that in a game that they haven't won for seven straight years. Okay? We talk about losing to Seattle in a couple of years. They haven't won a Thanksgiving Day game going back to 2016. They got the Bears. Could be problematic.
You know, the other interesting thing, if you go back in the history of the NFC North, if you care about a betting thing or just using it as a predictive measure, the NFC North has actually had a lot of volatility. Do you realize that only, a couple times in the last decade has the favorite actually won the damn thing? I mean, the Bears happened to be the longest shot back in 2018. They were plus 800. They went 12-4. You know, plus 240 for the Vikings, 13-4. Plus 225 for the Pack, 13-3. Plus 500 for the Vikings in 15, 10-6. There's a volatility to it.
Who was the betting favorite last year? Was it the Lions?
God almighty, was it?
I don't know.
It may have been.
I think it...
It was either them or Minnesota.
I was about to say, I think it was Minnesota last year.
Might have been. Look, the whole point is, I think...
Yeah, it was, and then Cousins died. That's
yes.
What it was.
Yes. I think this division is brutally difficult. I do think the Bears are going to win a meaningful game somewhere, and you hope it's not against you. I would just love to know. And again, if you find Gator's roof color more entertaining, God bless. But this is what we're doing.
I'm thinking more of a tan.
Right. Ascot orange. 248-539-9797. You don't want to talk about football, I don't know what to tell you. Turn on Oprah and figure it out. David?
Turn on Oprah.
I mean, we watch the programs. Is Sally Jesse Raphael on right now?
Sally Jesse.
Maury Povich, you are not the father.
Right. I'll read a couple texts here. Chicago, 6 wins at best. Nail polish is not a good quarterback. We have not seen any of Caleb Williams in the NFL. How can I buy any of the hype or the comparison with the Lions? Caleb is unknown.
Okay. Why don't you look at the roster, dumb? See, you know what? This is where Lion fan and Michigan fan is the same fan. You can't talk. You just can't have a conversation.
Not right, right now. You
it's
can't.
Full politics.
Right. Because think of it like this. If Caleb Pointless. Can do what Justin Fields did, and nobody considered him to be a good quarterback, right? Except for he had you on the run, literally and figuratively, 2 games last year.
You just look at the roster.
They have a defense that's an elite defense.
Right, it's top 10 defense.
So,
and their offense, go look at the weapons. Go look at what they've put together. Look, you're not the only shrewd operation in town here. And no one is saying that you won't win the division. But I think it's going to be a lot more difficult than you believe or the media is discussing. But if you don't want to have that conversation and you want to talk mailboxes, you can go do that.
Yeah, because starting November 3rd is when you're going to start playing the Packers and the Bears. So that's where things are going to get dicey. And those are going to be the games that figure out that division, that little six-game round robin tournament.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. David, go ahead.
And to the Lions fans, you know, they were really good last year, but it still came down to the last game of the season on who was going to win that division. And you're right, Rico. They were very close to losing that game against the Minnesota Vikings.
Yes.
And they did not look great against the Bears last year. And the Bears...
I mean, your defense... The Minnesota game, if you liked offense, was fun to watch.
Oh, yes, for sure.
But no defense was being played.
Yeah, but I think Lions fans, they're doing what they typically do, what Detroiters do. Only look at what your team is, what they have, and you're ignoring everything else in the division.
David, you didn't know that only your team got better in the offseason? Only your draft picks are going to be some impact players? Everybody else, they downgraded themselves. Only your team got better. Just remember that.
Well, that's why I'm tired of all of it. I'm sick of all of it. I'm sick of not being able to have a conversation. I mean, it's sports, man. Like, we all think the Lions are a really good football team. But if you can't have an adult conversation that other teams are getting better too, that I think the NFC North is going to be in its most competitive state, maybe in my time in this town, then I just don't get it. But this is what we're doing now. Everyone has just been dumbed down to a point that they can't think freely. They only believe what they're told. And you can't have a conversation because if it doesn't align with your beliefs, well, then it's wrong and it's a conspiracy. No, it's just real. Like, the Bears are building a really good team and they're going to be a pain in the ass. The Packers are a complete pain in the ass. I hate the fact that they went from Favre to Rodgers and Rodgers to Love. I can't change that it happened. Maybe they did a blood oath. Maybe they get the good luck because they live in hell on earth, a.k.a. Green Bay, Wisconsin. But, guys, this is going to be SummerSlam, I think, the next few years. And there's no guarantee you're going to get this done. I just prefer to have a realistic approach to a season versus this dream sequence stuff.
Yeah, and remember, the number one seed last year had 12 victories, not 14. In the NFC.
No, but if you say 11 or 12, you're a hater.
I know. But that's why I was like, oh, it's going to be 14. Like, guys, San Francisco was the number one seed. They had 12 victories.
248-539-9797. See what the people have to say with it. Are you accepting of the Bears conversation in this division? And if not, why? Let's do a little better than nail polish. Maybe.
Just how about we do it a lot better than nail polish?
Okay. 248-539-9797.
Kenny, I blame you. I don't know why.
97-1.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.